The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev. In the Parsha, in Ches Posuk Zayin, Hashem will bring you to a good land. Eretz Nachle Moim, Ayonesh Usoimesh, Yitzim Babiko Vahor. A land which has rivers and springs of water, depths of water coming out in the valley in the mountain. Eretz Chitos Ora, a land which has wheat, barley, Gefen Usain of Rimain, the grapes of the vine, the Einim, figs, pomegranates, Erezei Shemen Udvosh, the land which has the oil of the olive, Udvosh, the honey of the date. Erez Asher Leiv, Yumiskenus Techel Bo Lechem, Leisech Sakol Bo, Erez Asher Avonel Varzel Ma'arel Tachsev Nechishis. A land which you will eat its bread without difficulty, and you will not lack. A land with whose stones are iron, and copper will be hewed out of its mountains. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless the Lord your God on the good land which he has given to you. Now here the Torah is telling, is speaking of Shvacha Oretz, the place of Eretz Yisrael. And we see that in the praise of Eretz Yisrael, a great emphasis, perhaps the main emphasis, is placed on the food of Eretz Yisrael. The food and the water. It will be a land of good water. It will be a land of grain, of fruits. These are the Shiva Minim, the seven species of food which Eretz Yisrael is praised by. It will be a land that you will be able to eat your bread with without great difficulty. You will lack nothing to eat. And you shall eat, and you should be satisfied, and you should bless Hashem Elokecha on this good land which he has given to you. So we see a great emphasis placed on the food of Eretz Yisrael. And incidentally, it's from this posuk that we learn that one has, it's a mitzvah zeseh min ha-Torah, a positive commandment, to that after we eat and we're satisfied, we must be mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Birchus HaMazon, benching. When it comes to this whole parsha, this whole topic of eating food, you have different approaches in the world. You have one approach. Some people, they pursue food with a great desire, with a great taiva, and they take great enjoyment, great tanuk from the eating of food, to the point where the whole function of eating becomes something which is basically a physical function, a function of indulgence, of manifestation of one's desires and enjoyment. Like the world says, there are many people who live to eat. This is one approach. You have another approach of many people, especially in our time, who don't pursue eating. You cannot say that they live to eat. They pursue eating with such a great desire and with such great zealousness. But rather, they're very, very busy with other things. They're busy with their work, they're busy with their profession, They're busy. And therefore they spend very little time eating. And when they do eat, it's just a matter of something that's necessary. A person must eat, otherwise he won't live. So they eat quickly. They eat very, very quickly. They're not too particular in regards to what they eat. They don't spend too much time with it. They don't give up too much effort towards it. And mainly, it would be called a type of refueling system. That just like you drive your automobile to the petrol station in order to put some more petrol in it, in order that it can continue on its journey. So do many people, especially today in our high pressurized society, where when they come to eat, it's a refueling stop. 1, 2, 3, in order to put some more petrol into the system, that it can get on with other things. That's a second approach to eating, which we find very often today. Then there's a third approach to eating, which is more of a philosophical approach. And these are people who also are not machshiv, they do not spend much effort, or they do not give much importance to eating, but for with an intention, for a philosophical reason, because they feel that one should not. After all, there are more important things to do in the world, and there are higher and more lofty things to do in the world. And eating is something which is merely a physical function. And animals also eat. Man eats and animals eat. And anything that an animal can do also. So that's not something which is peculiar, something which is specifically for man. When it comes to thinking, when it comes to studying, when it comes to building, these are something that is for man alone. But since this is merely a physical act of the body, so therefore one should not place too much importance or prestige on it. And this is what would be known as the porshim. Those who are perish min achila, those who abstain from becoming too involved, from indulging too much in achila, in eating. So basically we have these three approaches. We have people who indulge very much in eating, and they throw themselves into the redifus ha'achila, in pursuing food, into the gashmias, into the physical level. And you have others who do not give up much effort towards it at all because they're busy with other things. And you have those that perhaps feel that eating is something which one should not give too much importance to, even if he would have the time and the effort and the money. Because after all, it's merely a physical function. Doesn't bring out the loftiness in man. This evening, let's spend a little time to see what the Torah's approach towards achila is. Now, here in the psukim that we just read, right away one can make the observation: if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim, from Egypt, with the promise that they would be brought into a land which is different than all other lands. And this was the promise that was given to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many, many miracles. And he destroyed, or he promised to destroy, many nations in Eretz, who lived in Eretz Israel, who occupied the land in order to give the land to Klal Israel. And this is the Nachla and the Menucha, the ultimate place of Klal Yisrael, where they can attain the greatest heights, the greatest nation, all of the nations of the world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to tell the people the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, one would think that he should spend more time speaking about the spiritual greatness of Eretz Yisrael, not the food of Eretz Yisrael. If you bring a visitor to South Africa, you want to tell them the greatness of South Africa, you don't first bring them to the restaurants and show them the good food that we have here. I mean, this would be a very low element of people. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I'm going to take you to Eretz Yisrael, the land which was promised. And it's a land with good water. and it's a land with grain, and it's a land with figs and with dates and in pomegranates, and it's a land that you'll have bread and you'll be able to eat and you'll be satisfied. Why is the Torah spending so much emphasis on maisa achila, on eating, especially in relation to Eretz Yisrael? Now, we find another such observation. This is by Yaakov Avinu. In Parshas Vayetze, which is in Bereishis Chof Ches Chof, Bereishis Chof Ches Chof, Yaakov left his home because he was pursued by Esau. So he ran for his life. Then the sages tell us that he studied, he went to a yeshiva and studied for 14 years day and night. Then he continued with his journey. And he came to a place and the sun set quickly. And he decided to go to sleep. And when he slept, he had a dream. He had the highest possible dream that a man can have. He saw a ladder, a mutzav ha'atz, a reisha magia shemayim, a ladder which is foundation here and it's head in the heavens. And he saw malochim, angels going up and down. And he realized that he was sleeping in the base kale, in the place of the base hamikdash. And he realized that zu shara shemayim, that this place is the gates to the heaven. And right here is the base hamikdash shalmat and the base hamikdash shalmalo, the base hamikdash of this world and the base hamikdash of the next world. And he woke up tremendously inspired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made him many promises that from him would come out Klal Yisrael, and he would not forsake him, and he doesn't have to fear Esav, and so forth and so forth. And he woke up with a great inspiration, and he wanted to sanctify this place. And what did he say? Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov made a vow. Im yelekim imodi. If Hashem will be with me, Shmarani b'derech hazeh, and He will guide me on this way, on this journey that I'm going to. Asher aneichi heilich, v'nosan leilechem leich ulevegid ilbash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Now, at this point, when Yaakov came to one of his greatest heights, and this is Yaakov Avinu, who was the mufchar sheba ovesh, the perfection of all of the ovesh. And he had a dream here of seeing angels coming out of the Beis Hamikdash Shel Malo. So this is a time when he wants to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. He asks him for lechem lechu, or begid lilbesh, for bread to eat. He could have asked for the world. So he asked for bread to eat. Now perhaps we'll say, it doesn't mean that. Say, perhaps he had other ideas with this. Not so. The sages say it does mean that. He asked for bread. In the Rashi, in our Parsha, in Parsha's Ekev, in our Parsha, Posuk Yud Yud Ches, Yud Yud Ches states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mightiest of all of the powers of the world. And Eise Mishpat Yosom V'Almona, He does judgment with the orphan and the widow. The Ehev Ger, and He loves the convert. Lo Seis Lahem Lechem V'Simlo, He gives them bread and clothing. Now one can ask, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the orphan and the widow, and He loves the convert, so then why does He merely give them bread and clothing? He should promise them other things. He should give them avodim, slaves, shvachis, maidservants. He should give them kesev, zohar, ba'avonim, tevas, gold and silver, precious stones. He should give them votim aleim, called two beautiful homes. Here it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the widow, takes care of the orphan, and he loves the convert, and what will he do? He'll give them bread. So the Chazal made this observation. Rashi brings, Dover Choshev who's there. Don't think the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll give them bread, this is something not important. Dover Choshev, this is very, very important. Shekolat me shel Yaakov Avinu al zeh hispalel. Yaakov's Avinu's tfilo. When Yaakov asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the dream of the ladder going into the heavens, his main request was for bread. This is what Yaakov asked for. V'nosan li lechem lechul abegin lilbesh. Give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. So don't make the mistake, don't make the error, the Chazal say, to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he loves the convert, he takes care of the widow and the orphan, he should have promised them jewels, should have promised them massive land, see, or other things. Instead he gave them bread. No, bread is more important than everything else. It's a greater gift. The reason why he promised them bread, because he loves them. That's much greater than everything else. How do we know? Because when Yaakov could have asked for the world, what did he say? He says, give me bread to eat and beg a little bush, and give me clothing to wear. So we see again this point, and we see that the Chazal is learning in Yaakov Kipipshutai. This is what he asked for. This is what he wanted. This he felt was the greatest. Now, if we've established that bread is so important, what is its importance? Its importance is twofold. Firstly, it's the kiyum shel odom. Bread, parnoso, sustains the life of man. It's his sustenance, it sustains him. That's the first thing. Secondly, it creates a kesher, a chibur, a bond between man and his creator. Because the sustenance of man comes from his creator. Parnosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through this, there is a link, there is a chibur, a bond between he and his creator. And this we see in Rashi, right in Parshas Vayetze by Yaakov. Rashi says that when Yaakov asked for bread, he was referring to a particular promise that he had dreamt of. In the dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said that Anechi Imoch, I am with you, Ushmaticha b'chol asher teilech, I will guard you wherever you go. Ki lei ezovcho, I will not forsake you. So Yaakov understood ki lei ezovcho refers to something particular. Lei ezovcho, I shall not forsake you. Lei ezovcho refers to something particular. It refers to bread. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lei Azovcho, I shall not forsake you. Yaakov understood that meant that you will always have bread to eat. How do we know that? So Rashi brings, Kezabavakish lechem hu kori nezov. Someone who does not have bread is called a nezov, is called a forsaken one. As it states in Tehillim, V'le'iri'isi tzadik nezov, V'zari mavakish lochem. V'le'iri'isi tzadik nezov, V'zari mavakish lochem. David HaMelech said that I have never seen the righteous forsaken and their children have to go around begging for bread. He called someone who must beg for bread forsaken. So from here we learn that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov, Ki lei azov, I shall not forsake you. So Yaakov understood that meant that he will always have bread. Therefore he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfill that bracha. Give me lechem lechem, bread to eat. Shahamevakesh lechem, korin ezov. Someone who seeks bread, he's called an ezov, he's called forsaken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will not forsake you. Now this is because what we've said. Through a person's bread, this is his kesher, this is his line, this is his bond to the Creator. When a person receives bread, he's joined to the Creator, because the Creator is sustaining him. He's giving him life, because his life comes through bread. If he doesn't have bread, then that bond is broken. If he does not have bread, the bond is broken. And then he's forsaken. He's forsaken by his Creator. And therefore he's called an Ezov. David HaMelech said, Leire isi tzadik nezov ezari mevakesh lochem. I have not seen the righteous forsaken. What does it mean forsaken? That they have no bread. And through bread comes life. All physical life comes through bread. And not only physical life, spiritual life also comes through bread. Because in this world, the physical is bonded together with the spiritual. And we know that if a person physically dies, then the spirit departs. The soul leaves him. The soul can dwell in the body in this world only as long as the physical man is alive. And not only that, but if a person is not physically well, it affects the soul also. If a person is physically fit, then not only is he physically well, but he can think better. He can serve Hashem better. He can study better. There's all kind of halachas in regards to this. If he's not well, it affects the spirit also. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that the brocha that we make, maflia lasois, and the asher yotzar, which is a brocha and the whole cycle of physical sustenance. So we make maflia lasois, where the Machab and the Ramo bring. What does it mean, maflia lasois? Maflia means pella, wonder. What's the wonder? Two wonders. One wonder is how can food bring life to a person? You take something from the ground and you eat it and there's life. But there's a second wonder. The second wonder is that the body has such miracles in it that not only does the body know how to extract every part of the food article and distribute it properly to every proper part of the body for the proper nourishment, but it distributes it also to the spirit of the body, because the soul also nourishes, gains its nourishment from the bread. I repeat what they say. It's two miracles. The first miracle is how something like bread can bring life to a person. The second miracle is that the body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body with such capabilities that not only can it extract every mineral and vitamin and calorie or whatever is in, whatever we know about and everything that we don't know about in the food, and properly distribute it to millions of components in the human body to nourish it, but from the same food it nourishes the spirit also. Because if a person won't eat, not only would he become physically sick, he would become spiritually sick also. And when he eats, that's nourishment for the soul also. This is what the Bechad and the Ramon bring. Therefore we make a brocha maflia lasois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done such wonders with the food and the eating cycle. So what is the greatness of the bread? The greatness of the bread is life. It's life to the human being, physical and spiritual. And it creates a direct line to the one who gives life. And therefore Yaakov knew what he was saying. When he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, give me bread. Give me life in this world. Life comes through the bread. You want to see miracles. We're always looking for miracles. We want to see Tchias HaMesim. If there would be an article in the newspaper that modern science revived someone that was dead and he lived for another few minutes, there would be world conferences and conventions on it. You want to see Tchias HaMesim, look at a piece of bread, at the bread you eat every day. And this is what Yaakov asked for. And then the Chazal said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he takes particular care of the widow and the orphan and the convert, he gives them bread. You shouldn't think that's not a Dover Hoshu. You shouldn't think that's not important, because this is what Yaakov asked for. And Yaakov asked for this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, Le'ezovcho, I shall not forsake you. And he who has no bread is forsaken. Because the lifeline between him and the Creator has stopped. So here we have a first insight into what this whole parsha of bread, of eating, is. The Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara brings him Sochim and Kuf Yud Ches. Says Vamar Beichnan Koshin Mizainasim shall Odom Yasir Minagula Mizainas shall Odom. A person's food is a greater miracle and more difficult to bring to the person than the geula, than redemption of a person. How do we know this? Because Yaakov, before he died, in Parshas Vayechi, he called in Yosef and he gave him a brocha. In Vayechi Memches Posuk Tesvot, Vayevorech Yosef Vayemar, he blessed Yosef and he said, Olakim Asher Yishalchu Avei Yisrael Lefonom Avrom Yisrael VeYaakov, the God whom my fathers have walked before, Horeya Esim Eidi Ad Hayem Azeh, who has always cared for me from early days till now, Hamalach HaGeil Esim Mikol Ro, and the angel that has redeemed me from every evil, Yivorech Es HaNa'orim. He shall bless the Na'orim. He shall bless these two children, Yosef's two children. Now Yaakov mentioned two things. He said the God and the angel. Now what does Yaakov mean? Does he want the God to be with the children, or does he want the angel to be with the children? He said, Olakim Ha'Reisim Ha'Edi Ariyem Azeh, the God which has always cared for me, and the Malach HaGoyalesi, and the Malach and the angel which has redeemed me from every evil, Yivorech Es HaNa'orim, they shall bless the children. Who? The God or the angel? So both. Yaakov's bracha was, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with them, and the angel should be with them. But what do we need both for? Why both? What does it mean, Olakim Areya Esi? The God who was Reya, I see, who has cared for me. Reya is from the word shepherd. So the Gemara learns, Reya means who has fed me. And that's how the Targum learns here, the Zon Yossi, who has fed me. So Yaakov said like this, The God who has always fed me, always gave me what to eat, and the angel that has always redeemed me from evil, they should be with the children. So now the question is, why when it came to the one who always fed me, then he says, well, Akim, the God. And when it came to the one who always redeemed him from all evil and all troubles, there he referred to the angel. So the Gemara says, the answer is simple. Because when it comes to redeeming one from Tzoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that with an angel. She sends HaMalech HaGeol Isi, sends an angel to redeem me. But when it comes to Mezeinei Shel Odom, to feeding someone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do with an angel. That he does himself. Therefore, Alekim Hareya Isi, the God which feeds me. And therefore the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, we see that the piece of bread that a person eats a few times a day, this is a greater achievement and a greater miracle than geula, than the redemption of a person. Because by redemption, malach bi'alma, it's sufficient an angel. But by mezeinesiv shel odom, by food, there it takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In the Baral, in his Nesiva Aveda, beginning of Perek Yudches, explains why. Why? He says, because if a person has problems, he needs a geula, he needs a redemption. So what's his problem? He's beneath the yoke of another person, beneath the yoke of another nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send an angel to help him out. Because an angel serves only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei Amelochim, the King of all kings. So the angel is the Metzius, is the essence of freedom. An angel subjected to no one. And since the angel is free of all other tyrannies, he's capable of freeing a man also from all other tyrannies. Therefore, HaMalach HaGeol Isi, whenever Yaakov was in trouble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately dispatched an angel, and the angel freed him. If it was from Esav or Lovan or whatever it might be. But when it comes to feeding a person, which means sustaining life in a person, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that by sending an angel? The angel himself has to be sustained. Every creation must be sustained with life. Hatachteinim ve'ha'elyeinim. The creations in this world and the creations in the upper world all have to have some sustenance of life. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu send an angel to give life to someone, to give mezeinus to someone, sustenance, when the angel himself is not independent of sustenance? He must have sustenance. Where's his sustenance coming from? Who's independent of sustenance? No one. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's nesein chai l'chol beria, that gives life to everyone. Therefore, when it comes to redemption, it's possible to receive redemption through an angel. Because an angel is not subjected to any forces. So he can free a person from those forces. But when it comes to sustaining life in a person, then you have to go to the source of life. An angel is not the source of life. He has to come on to another source. Therefore, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give. Therefore, Yaakov said, Alekim harei aisi mi'aydi, Ad Hayim Azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Zonesi, that was Mefanes, that fed me from my early days until now. And the Malach HaGeol Isi Mikol Ro, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, they should be with you. And from here we see the Gemara says that Mezeinus is a higher level than Geula, than redemption. Because when it comes to redemption, Malach B'Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispatches an angel. When it comes to Mezeinus, can't dispatch anyone. This must come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So from here we see clearer that Mizrinus creates a line, a lifeline between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Without any emsoim, without any intermediate forces, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This means many things can come to man in this world through an intermediate force. Many things. Even Geula, even redemption, the Gemara says, can come to man through an intermediate force. There's Gavril, and there's Michael, there's all Harbe Shluchim Lamokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many Shluchim, many emissaries. But Adosh Shalodom, Lechem, that can come only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This means when a person sits down to eat bread, he's eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand himself, without any emissaries. With this now, we can understand many Gemaras. The Gemara says in Masechet Tainis, and right at the beginning of Masechet Tainis, Amr Rabbi Yechanan again, Gimel Noch is Biyoni Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalei Nimsra Biyad Shliach. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds that he never gives to any of his angels. He himself takes care of these three keys. And three things are mentioned. We don't have time to go into to the others. But the one that's mentioned is Gishog, brain. How do we know? Because it says, Yiftach Hashem Locho Es Eitzerei Ateves HaShemayim Loseis Metar Arzecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself should open up your treasure house to bring rain to the land. So Gishomim rain, that's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty's hand alone. He gives that power of rain to no one else. Then the Gemara brings a fourth. Panos Shalom. Panos also is only in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives that over to no one else. How do we know? Because the Apostle can tell him. Pesach es yodecho u'mazbi l'chol chai rotzon. It's an ashrei. Pesach es yodecho, you open your hand. We don't ask to anyone else. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you open your hand. No angel. So the Gemara says, so why is there three, then there's four? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yechanan says, Gishomim hainu panoso. Rain and panoso, that's one thing. Because what are the rains for? The rains are to grow wheat. What's the wheat for? For bread. So that's one thing. So the Gemara tells us here that even though there are many, many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does through shluchim, through emissaries, but not the bread of man. That's he himself. There's one Gemara. There's another Gemara. In Psochim Kuf Yud Ches. Could you give me a siddur, please? The Gemara says, the Gemara is speaking about the Seder of night. So it brings that we must say Halal HaGodl. So ask, what's Halal HaGodl? We all know what Halal is. Halal we know. Halal is what we say on Yom Tov. Partial Halal, half Halal we say on Rosh Chodesh. Halal Sholem, complete Halal we say on Yom Tov. But what's Halal HaGodl? Okay. Gemara wants to know, what's Halal HaGodl? So the Gemara brings Halal HaGodl is the Haidul Hashem Ki Tev Ki Lelam Chasdoi. The Hodus that the Ashkenazim say in the Tzvila Shachri Shal Shabbos, in the Psuki de Zimro, you have all of the Hodus, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lelam Chasdoi, Hodul Elekei Elekim Ki Lelam Chasdoi. All of the Ki Lelam Chasdois, Gemara says that's Halal HaGodl. The Halal that we say on Yom Tov, that's Halal. But the Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, that's Halal HaGodl. So then the Gemara says, why is it called Halal HaGodl? What makes it Halal HaGodl? Lama nikri shmei halal agodl. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Mipnei shakodish baruch hu yeshiv berume shaleila ma machalek mezenis l'chol berio. Because it tells how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in the heavens and he gives paranoso to every creation. Where does it say that? The last two psukim, the Rashbam says, the Mefarshim say. Nesein lechem lechol vosor ki le'alom chastoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread to all flesh, for he is always kind. Hodu lekel ha'shamayim. Let us praise the God of the heavens ki le'alom chastoi. What does it mean? That who's Yeshiv Berume Shaleilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits up high, Umechalek Panosei L'chol Beria. Even though he sits up high, but Afilu Beitzikinen, Mikane Re'eim Ad Beitzikinen, to the hugest creation and to the smallest creation, even the eggs of the smallest insect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds. He himself, no one else. And that's the hodus go at levels. Each hodu is higher than the next. The ultimate is the nesein lechem lechol bosor ki lechem chazdoi. Simona says that's why it's called halal hagodol. What we say on Yantim is called halal. This is called halal hagodol. Why is it called halal hagodol? Because he gives bread to everyone. This is very contrary to popular belief. We're talking here about a piece of bread. Halal HaGodol should be something else. That's popular belief. But the belief of the Chazal are different. This is the greatest praise. The greatest praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's Nesein Lechem L'chol Bosor, that he gives bread to all creations. Right from he himself. That's why it's called Halal HaGodol. Then the Gemara continues. Gemara says many things, but two other things that the Gemara mentions here. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Koshin Mezein Esav Shalodim Ki Flying Ki Yaledo. We all know that one of the greatest miracles of human life is reproduction, birth. It's one of the great miracles. Gemara says, I'll tell you something else. Eating a piece of bread is twice the miracle of birth. The Gemara says, eating a piece of bread is twice the miracle of birth. Koshin mezeinesev shel odem ki flyim ki yaleido. The ilu bi yaleido ksiv be'etzev ube mezeinesev ksiv be'itzovein. By giving birth, it states be'etzev tildi, that with difficulty you will give birth. By mezeines, it states be'itzovet, with twice the difficulty. So the Gemara brings that the whole miracle of sustenance to man in this world is twice the greatness than that of even giving birth. And then the Gemara says one thing further. The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Shzivi Mishmei de Reb Lozer ben Azaria, Koshin Mezeinesev Shel Odem Ki Kriyas Yamsuf." The miracle of giving sustenance, panosa, to man is equal to that of the splitting of the Red Sea. The Rishbam explains, Neis kodl eise lea kodesh baruchu lemi she neisen le mezenis kasher osa li Yisrael shekol lem hayom. The miracle of giving bread to man, that miracle is equal to the splitting of the Red Sea. If we would hear that the sea is going to split, everybody immediately would run to the sea to watch it. Yet three times a day, or two times a day, when a person sits down to eat a meal, the Gemara says that's the same miracle. Don't have to run to the sea. You'll see the same miracle right on your table. From this, we must learn, the Gemara is teaching us how important it is for us to recognize the miracles of sustenance, the miracles of nutrition. That bread brings nutrition to a person, which brings life to him. The Gemara in Masechet Brachos and Daf Lamed Hey, Gemara brings as follows. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, a person is not allowed to take pleasure from anything in this world, physical pleasure in this world, without a brocha, without first making a brocha. And someone who does take physical pleasure from this world without first making a brocha, he's moal. That's as if he would take something from the Beis Hamikdash, steal something from the Beis Hamikdash, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's temple. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Anena Min Eilam Zeh B'Lei Brocha, who have pleasure from this world without a brocha, Kil Anena Mikotshi Shemayim, is as if he is benefiting from something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneemar, as it states, Lashem O'oretz Malay, and Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Be'oretz Nosan Lebnei Odom. One pasuk it says that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates belongs to him. Another pasuk it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the heavens, but the land he gave to the people. So it's contradictory, because before it says that everything that he created belongs to him. Kan kene brocha, kan lacha brocha. Before a person makes a brocha, everything wrong belongs to Hashem. After he makes a brocha, then it belongs to him. Now, in accordance to what we said, we see that parnoso is something that comes from the highest level, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, if we're going to take something from that level, so the Gemara says, the Gemara uses another lashon, kilu gezel, it's as if you're stealing. Kilu gezel la kodesh baruch, you're stealing from Hashem. Except if we make a brocha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Now the Maral in his Nesiv, in Nesiv Aveda, Perek Yud Daled, he asks a good question. He says, if it belongs to Hashem, so then why, even after the brocha, are we allowed to take it? Just because we make a brocha on it, so therefore, it doesn't belong to Hashem anymore. So what does the brocha do? So he says something very profound. We have a halacha, a law, that if something belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to take it. But you can make a pidyon. For example, you can redeem it. You can give money or something instead for it. And then the sanctity of the first item goes over to the second item. So now the second item is kodesh, is holy, and the first item is not holy anymore, and you can use it. So he says the same thing over here. Some panosa that comes from the highest level possible. Therefore this is kodesh, belongs to Hashem. But if you make a brocha, so then that's a pidyon. And therefore the kedusha is transferred from that to the brocha. But then he asks, but why should that be a pidyon? Why should that brocha be a pidyon, be a redemption for this that you're being nana, that you're taking pleasure from? So this, he says something very, very profound. The Gemara tells us that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created for basically one reason. Lichfeidai, to show his honor. Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lebora ele lichfeidai. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his honor. Just like a king. A king builds a palace to show his honor. He furnishes the palace to give honor to his kingdom. He brings in jewelry for the crown to give honor for his kingdom. The world is the palace for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world was created lichvedoi. Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebora ele lichvedoi. He created the world in order that the world should give, represent, and give honor to him. And everything gives him honor. Besides the fact that all life that he created sings praises to him. The birds sing, the insects sing. Besides that, but everything is a testimony to his greatness. Because if a person will study any facet of the creation, he will see godless abeda, he will see the greatness of the Creator. In one insect, in one fruit, there are more miracles and secrets there than man could produce in 10,000 years. So everything sings our praises to the Almighty. When a person makes a brocha on a fruit, what is he doing? He's giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole essence of the brocha is lehaidais or lehalil. The essence of the brocha is to give honor to the king. Baruch Ato Hashem, you are blessed. Borei pri ha'etz, borei pri ha'adoma. You have created this tree, you have created this fruit, you have created this food. So the whole essence of the brocha is to link this to the handiwork of the Almighty and to sing his praises. And it's more. It's more than the fruit itself. Because man can sing praises greater than a fruit can sing praises. Man can sing praises greater to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a bird or an animal can sing praises. Therefore, a bracha, the reason why the fruit and all of this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it sings out his praises. But the bracha is a greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like if something belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and you would come to the Gizbor, you would come to the one in charge and say, you know, I would like that. But it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I'll give you something instead. So you'll say, but what is its value? If it's less than value, he's not going to make a deal. The fact is, the Gemara says it must be Yesem Chemish. You have to be Yesem Chemish. You have to add to it. So if it's worth more, so the Gizbor will say, very good. Very good. Here the Beis HaMikdash owned this article, and now if we trade it, so the Beis HaMikdash will own something even of more value, very good. So we'll make a pigeon and we'll redeem it, and the Kedusha will go from one article to the other. So the same when if a person is coming to take something from this world, something physical from this world, without a brocha. So the Gemara says, he's gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's stealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to eat a bird. That bird is singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an honor guard for Hashem. And you're taking that away from the king, you're stealing. He's going to eat a fruit that's a testimony to the greatness of the Almighty, and you're going to eat it, you're stealing. But if he makes a brocha on it, kan kedem a brocha v'kan acha a brocha. If he makes a brocha on it, so now he's given a pigeon. He's come with something of greater value. Because what was the value of the bird? What was the value of the fruit? That it sang praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man's praises are greater. So therefore it's a pigeon. And the Kedusha goes from the first article to the second article, and therefore he can eat it. That's what the Gemara says, Kol anena mi'ele mazeh b'lei brocha. Whoever takes pleasure from anything in this world without a brocha is ki'ilu gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'Hashem ha'oretz mela'ay. Everything is mine. Then he said, V'oretz nosan livnei odom. But I gave the land to man. Kan kedem abrocha, kan achar abrocha. Before abrocha, everything belongs to me, because they're singing my praises. If you make the brocha, you sing the praises, all right, you take it and you sing the praises, that's better. Therefore, you can have it. So from here we see two things. We see the great pchisus. We see the loveliness in people who constantly take from this world without brachas. They take it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. They're not making brachas. You're taking what belongs to him. Not only you're taking what belongs to him, you're taking panoso, which comes from the highest level. Secondly, we see what the essence of a brocha is. The essence of the brocha is to sing praises, the hideris, retain cover, to give honor to the King of all kings. And that's more honor than what you take. There's much to elaborate in this particular point, see, but unfortunately time does not allow us now. But there's much to elaborate and much to learn from this. Now, we'll go to a further point. In Parnosis or Odom, which is basically food, the Gemara tells us the Iker Parnosis or Odom, the main Parnosis or Odom, is lechem, is bread. How do we know this? So the Gemara brings this, actually Rashi brings it in Parshas Vayiro. It's a medrash. Medrash in Breishis Rabba Perek Mem Ches. Rashi brings it in Tarshis Vayero by Avraham. Omer B'Yitzchok B'teiro B'neivim U'ksuvi Motzinu Da'ado Pito Mezeiniso De'libo. That in the Torah and in the Neviim and the Prophets and in the Ksuvim and in the writings we find that Pito, Pas, bread is the main sustenance of man. The Torah, in the Torah we find Ve'echo Pas Lechem V'sadu Libchem. Abraham said to the angels, I will bring some bread. V'sadu Libchem. Sadu means, and it will sustain, it will strengthen your heart. He didn't say, he brought the milk, he said, and I'll bring cheese. And he brought the meat, he said. But he didn't say on that, V'sadu Libchem, that will strengthen your hearts, that will sustain you. When he said he'll bring bread, then he said, V'sadu Libchem. See, this will sustain you. Then in the Nevim also, it states, Sod Libcho Pas Lechem. That Pas, bread, strengthens one's heart. B'ksuvim, and Shlema Melech wrote, Lechem Levav Enesh Isod. Bread strengthens and sustains a person's heart. This is why, even in the world, bread is known as what is called a staple. You have the bread, and you have what is eaten together with the bread. The Chazal tell us. And this is why, it's for this reason, that the whole Mokum, all over, if you eat bread with a meal, it's called a Suda. If you don't eat bread with a meal, then it's not called a Suda. Suda is from the word Sa'ad. Soad means a mainstay, a foundation. It strengthens. You can eat as much fruit as you want. You can eat as much meat as you want. You can eat as much fish as you want. It's never called a suda, and will never have a halach of a suda. And there are many, many dinim in the Torah, see, of which suda has special halachs. But once you eat bread with it, then it's called a Seuda. Because Sa'adu Libchem, this gives strength to one's heart. This is a mainstay. It's for this reason that the Chazal were kiveya, they set aside many halachos that apply basically to a suda. For example, if you eat fruit, if you eat fish, eat meat, vegetables, you don't have to wash netilas yadayim, you don't have to make a meitzi. You're not chayav birchas hamazon, you don't have to bench. Plus there are many, many other halachos of a suda that's brought in Masech de Brochis in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim and does not apply. But if you eat it with bread, then there's a halacha of netilas yadayim, you have to wash your hands. Then there's a halacha of hametzi. Then there's a halacha of birchas hamazon that you have to bench. And all of the other halachos of suda, hilchas suda. Why? Because all of these halachas have to do with the parnosa shel adam. And since the ikur parnosa shel adam, the main parnosa of person, is lechem, like we find lechem levav enosh yisod, therefore the main chius, the main lifeline to man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes when he's eating bread. So therefore on that they were kevei ashein suda, they established it's a suda with all of the halachas. Now, since through the parnosa, a person's life is coming to him, and it's coming to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, it is very befitting that this function, so-called function, must be placed on a very, very high level. We're not dealing here with dvorim chusim, we're not dealing here with light or low things. We're dealing here with a life to a person, a life that's coming right from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a life that's not coming through any emissary but through HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, all the way down to the person. He's Yeshev b'mrein shamayim u'mefanes kol chai. Therefore it's very, very vital that the parnosa of a person, this whole concept and this whole function be placed at a very high level. It must be with tahara, with purity. It must be with kedusha, with sanctity. And it's for this reason that the Chazal established many halachas in regards to eating. For example, the Gemara says that the Chazal said that before one eats a suda, a bread, he must wash his hands properly. Well, this is where did they learn that you should wash your hands? They said from a posuk. What posuk? Vizkadishtem. You shall sanctify yourself. Zumayim rishayim. This refers to eating, to washing your hands before eating. You shall sanctify yourselves before eating bread. Then the Gemara and Seita tells us, the Gemara in the Avdalit on the base, the Gemara says,
Dorish Rav Avira, Zimna Mama La Mishmei Dramami, Zimna Mama La Mishnei Dramasi, Kola Echel Lechem Melei Netilas Yadayim.
Whoever eats bread without washing his hands properly beforehand, in accordance to the laws of washing one's hands, Kilabal Isha Zayna. It's as if he is having a physical relationship with a prostitute.
And the Gemara brings a posuk. It brings a posuk to prove it.
Now, what does one thing have to do with the other? You eat bread without washing your hands in accordance to the halacha. It's as if you have relationships with an isha zeina, with a prostitute. So the Maral in Perek Tes Zayin, he explains as follows. We've mentioned this once before in Ashur. Explains as follows. It's very simple. If a person does not uplift his eating, if he does not sanctify his eating, then it becomes purely physical. Because by nature, eating is a physical function. See, by nature, eating is a physical function. What's the proof that eating is a physical function? We have a principle. If there's a function that only man can do, then we know it's not a purely physical function. If it's a function that other type of life also can do, then we know it's a physical function. For example, if animals can do this, if birds can do this, they're physical, then it's a physical function. They also eat. If it comes, for example, creativity, if it comes, for example, thinking, comes, for example, speaking, those are things which are exclusive to man. So why can't animals or birds or insects do those things? So the answer is because they are limited to physical levels. Well, man has emotional levels, it has mental levels and spiritual levels and psychological levels and so forth. So, now, eating is something that kol chai, all life does. So from here we see that by nature it's a physical function. Therefore, if man will not elevate his eating and he will not sanctify his eating, then it will revert to its natural physical function. In doing so, he takes one of the highest exercises of man and brings it down here to street level. In fact, it brings it down to animal level. Because there's a difference between man and animal. When an animal does something, he's operating exclusively at the physical level. When man does something, he should be operating not exclusively at the physical level, but he should be operating at the physical, the emotional, the psychological, at the mental, and at the spiritual level. All of man's energies, if they go into an act, then that act is not the same when it's done through an animal. If man does something merely at a physical level, then it becomes the same act as an animal, except with one difference. It's worse than an animal. Why? Because an animal was created that way. An animal was created to operate at the physical level. Man was not. So therefore, if man does not sanctify or uplift this exercise of eating, then he's going to be eating at a purely physical level, which will be the same eating that an animal does. And even worse, because an animal was created to do that, man wasn't. Therefore, the Chazal said, "Vizkadishtem, sanctify yourself." And they made the Tila Shadayim. That means that a man comes to a table, he doesn't just run to the table to fill his stomach, to fill his desires and lust, because that's what the animal will do. But there's achona, there has to be preparation, there has to be machshova, there has to be thoughts, there has to be halochas, there has to be laws, there has to be Torah involved, there has to be aveda, serving involved. To where the Gemara says, shulchan shalodim areze mizbeach, the table of a person becomes his altar. So first he washes his hands, prepares himself properly, and so forth. And that's why the Gemara learned out Netilas Yadayim from Vizkadishtem, that we must uplift our acts, and if we do, then they're sanctified. Now, the exact same thing is with a marital relationship. A man takes a wife. This act of marital relationship, by nature, this is a physical act. We find it in all life. But by other life, that's how it's supposed to be. Not by man. Man is operating at the physical and at the emotional and the psychological and the mental and the spiritual level. And that's why before man marries, he makes kiddushin. He's mekadesh the isha. Just like one sanctifies his hands before eating, he sanctifies a woman before marrying her, and then this act is from the highest acts. But what happens if there is no sanctification? Then the Gemara calls it, the Gemara says it's maisbeim. It's an act of an animal. The Gemara says by the Seder, the adulteress and the adulterer, their sacrifice that they bring is barley. Why? Because that's the food of an animal. And they did an act of an animal. Because they're operating purely at a physical level, which animals act. And it's even worse, because the animal was created to act that way, not man. So therefore the Gemara says, Kol ha'echel b'leinatila, whoever eats food, comes to a meal without properly washing his hands, kedin, beforehand, he has failed to sanctify his eating. Ki'ilu bo'al isha zayna. This is the same as if he has a physical relationship with a prostitute. Because he has the capability of elevating this to become from the fullest and highest acts of man. He has failed to do so. So it's reverted to a simple physical level, which is actually an animalistic level. And the same is when he marries, he sanctifies a woman, and he elevates it to the highest possible level. But if not, it becomes ki'ilu bo'ala isha zayna. It's as if he's having a relationship with a prostitute. From this also, one can learn not only how he must conduct himself at the Suda, but also in regards to Birchas HaMazon. There are many sources that the greatest brocha that we have is that of Birchas HaMazon and mentioned. And in line with what we're saying, we can understand it now. Because if Paranoso comes from such a high level, and this is such an excellent level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of this must also be at that level. And that's the Birchas HaMazon. And that's incidentally why we say in the Birchas HaMazon in the Benshin, Bavur Shmei HaGadol, because of his great name, he's Mefarnes Kol Chai, because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name directly. Not through any other source and not through any emissary. These are a few, there's much to be elaborated here, but these are a few observations on what a function of Achila, an exercise of Achila by a Jew is. We said there were different approaches. There are those people who, they live to eat. Eating is purely an act of a fulfillment of desire, fulfillment of taiva and joy. Then there's little difference between them and the animal, because the animal also does that. There are others who don't have time for such things as eating. They have more important things to do. They're busy running to the business or from the business or to the television or from the television or to some city or from some city, whatever it might be. They have more important things to do, so they can't put that much effort into eating. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put more effort into eating than almost any of the miracles that he has performed. He has time to put effort into eating. He dwells up high and bring sustenance to everyone in the world. So that approach also is way out in left field. And then there's another approach of people who philosophically feel that one must not indulge in eating. This is something which is purely physical. It's purely animalistic. So they don't involve themselves much in eating. It's merely, you have to do it, but must be held to a minimum. They give it no importance. And this is also contrary to the sages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it all of the importance in the world. And so has the Chazal.
And from this, therefore, we must learn, firstly,
what does it mean eating? What does it mean panosu shel odom?
Why Yaakov Avinu, from all that he could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, give me lechem lechul, or beg it lilbush, give me bread to eat. And it came because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, le'azovcho, someone who has bread is zugebindet, is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it comes from his hand. Someone who does not have bread is kori nezov, he's forsaken. Le're'isi tzadik nezov uzari mevakish lochem. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who takes special care of the widow and of the orphan and of the convert, he promised, I will give them bread. He didn't talk about Jews and about great land. That's secondary. He will give them bread. And this is why Yaakov, when he said that the angel that redeemed me from all the sorrow, he should be with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei that fed me, he should be with you. Because no angel can feed a person. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why the halal we say on Yom Tov is called halal. But the halal of the Heidel Hashem Kitev, that's called halal HaGodol. Because that builds up to the Nesein Lechem Lechol Basor. The greatest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation in this world. So the first thing, we must put it in the right perspective. What eating is. Eating is the greatest revelation and exclamation and declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. The greatest miracles are in food and eating. Therefore, it must be approached properly. It must be approached with all of the guidelines the sages have taught us, which is a whole Masechta Brachos and a whole Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. And what a Brachah is, that all of the food sings out praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This food becomes ours if we in turn will sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the Birchas HaMozein and so forth. Secondly, we must train ourselves to recognize the great miracles in food. We always run to see, we want to see mefsim, we want to see wonders. You want to see wonders? Look at your table, you'll see wonders. The Gemara says that's a Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the splitting of the Red Sea. The Gemara says that's double the miracle of giving birth. We have to train ourselves to see the wonders there, not to seek wonders at the other end of the world. Thirdly, what's very important is a person has to be very careful, therefore, with his eating. Like the Chazal has taken much effort to tell us that we must eat. If eating is life, if it's life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's nourishment for the body and the soul, then it must be that. That a person must seek to eat only things that bring life to the body and the soul. Or that bring simchas anefesh, that will bring true joy to the person. Not vorim amazik. Not that which ruins a person. The Gemara says you eat bad food. It's sama moves. Brings death to a person. Brings chaloim reim. Brings terrible sicknesses. And many people, the Gemara says, die before their time merely because they don't eat proper foods. Achilagaso, a person overeats instead of bringing nourishment and life. The Gemara says koshen leguf kecharoves. It's the same as a sword to the stomach. And today they're finding out every few months new revelations in some of the most prestigious universities and places of medicine in the world. But today they're finding out we live in a time where we have the greatest medical opportunities, the greatest health opportunities, but at the same time, with heart disease, and hypertension, and cancer, and stress, psychological problems, psychiatric problems, and emotional problems, and suicides, and everything else the world is fraught with. So it's an enigma. Never before did the world have such opportunity for good health. And at the same time, we're plagued with all of this. And today they're finding out every day, more and more, that many of these things, not many, all of these things, not entirely, but all of these things, they have found links to nourishment, to our eating habits, the eating habits of the Western culture. So this is also something that a Jew, if he's approaching achila the way it's supposed to be approached, he must be very cognizant of. And also how to eat. Gemara brings all kind of halachas. Supposed to sit down. Today we live in a rush society. You take a bite, you grab a bite, you get 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you run, a heen and a hair. Hey? You look in the shulchan, look in the Gemara, look in the Rambam. Person's supposed to sit down to eat. Person's supposed to eat b'manucha, peacefully. He's supposed to rest after he eats. If a person doesn't have time to do that, well, first of all, so he doesn't have time to give himself life. Right? He's got more important things to do. But secondly, he doesn't have to eat so many times a day. The Gemara doesn't say how many. He has to be holding in one eating all day. But the Gemara says when he does eat, he must eat properly. So it brings life to him. And it's an Avedis Hashem. It's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's eating, if his lechem is proper, then his nourishment for his body and his soul will be proper. If that's proper, if his panos is proper, then he'll be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that panos or bishleimus in a proper manner. These are some of the observations, and this is why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought promised Klal Yisrael that he's giving them Eretz Yisrael, what did he praise Eretz Yisrael with? He praised it with the waters, with the bread, with all of the Shvach Peres, all of the fruits, which is the Chiyu Shalo Odom, the line of life that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chol B'yoisov to all of his creations. We should learn from this, because this is something which is very close to the person.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.